Didi, is that some chiropractic work you're doing there?
Yeah, actually it is.
And stretching their spine. And you can tell they like it, because look at how they just
relax
their legs.
Yeah, they definitely enjoy it. I mean, they just totally relax in your arms.
They just are like butter. But 75 pounds of butter is pretty lot of butter.
Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't been able to catch up with you. Is now a good time to chat?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. So how's it gone so far? You came in great position in Tucson.
Yeah, and I think it's going real well. I didn't feel like I wanted to do anything real radical at this point because I think the short rests that we've had are already fairly radical, A, and B, my guys were a little stiff coming into here, you know. They were moving good, but they were stiff. And I thought, boy, if I give them a really good break here, I can keep a big team. If I tried to go on, I'd probably have to drop a couple to do so. And being that those might have been leaders, that didn't seem like a very smart time to be making that decision. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm happy with this. There's all sorts of weather. It's going to do things. Who knows what all's going to do things. And if I have a team that I feel like I can move along good in, and I want to get through this next tough trail. And, you know, the Yukon has, I've had a bad run on the Yukon, and it is so not fun for me or the dogs that I don't intend to have a bad run on the Yukon. And then we'll see where that puts, what striking distance it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody runs a race with different objectives. We were talking about it in there. And, you know, my objective is to win, is one. The other one that has taken me back to the trail for 30-some years is to have a competitive finish with a good-looking dog team. Because for me, my life's work are the dog team. And any one year, you know, who knows what that will be, but I really enjoy my dogs, and that's what keeps me coming back 30 some years. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Now talk about your team. You said they were a little bit sore, and of course taking a good long rest here in Tucotna. I'm sure you have hopes that leaving here they'll be nice and fresh for that, for the tough trail and the tough runs that are to come.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, all indications are that this is looking real positive, you know.
And what had you saying that? What indications?
They're loose. I walked them. They're pulling on their lines. They've eaten quite a bit. I'm going to feed them again in another hour or so here. They have a lot to say. Willow, what you see, honey? What you see? That all seems good.
Okay, now you brought up kind of the radical things that maybe some other teams are doing, other mushers are doing, with Martin and his move early on. And then we have Mackie and Sonny Lindner, you know, up front kind of moving toward the Yukon already.
Is Sonny gone too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody's trying something different. And I didn't know Sonny was already gone, but, you know, just goes to show everybody's trying to do something different. Catch somebody off guard, do something different, make some run that'll make some other run, make somebody respond another way and another run, and, you know.
Yeah.
See where that gives you, what advantage that gives you. Like I said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. If I knew, then, you know, I might have some magic response, but I don't.
Right
now I'm just driving my dogs. You know, one thing I knew, I knew going into this race that Martin had more miles on his dogs than he's had in years. So what does that mean? You know, well, I think Martin chose to use that advantage early on while they were fresh. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. You know, look, so far right now it looks like it was a real good move. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll see how that all plays out, but it's looking like he has to manage what he's gained, and that's looking like he's doing a pretty good job at it to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this, with, you know, with people taking their 24-hour layovers in different sections, Lance said that he was going to move all the way to Anvik and take his 24-hour there. It seems like you're running your race, you're running it according to your dogs. When in the race do you kind of size yourself up and see what it's going to take to get yourself in good position in Kel-Tag and Unalakleet?
Well, I won't respond to anybody until I hit the Yukon. You know, I think it's still a function of being really, being really cautious about things until you get to the Yukon. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to hit for trail out there. And so until I have all that dealt with, I'm not making any, you know, big major changes about anything. Uh-huh.
All right, anything else you'd like to share with the folks in Western Alaska right now?
No, I'm just looking forward to getting there and seeing them. Yeah. Seeing them in person.
All right. Well, you're very busy. I'll let you get back
Thank
to
you.
Focusing on this. Thanks so much, Dee Dee.
You're welcome.
Dee Dee Johnroe in Takotna and reporting in Takotna, I'm Laura Lai Kinneen.